The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I left my bag at a restaurant in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
In a community area. Did I get the bag back? Let's have this discussion on Friday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. New York, New York.
Thanks for putting
versus this up. Berlanga. It's going to be so much fun. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so I was in a hurry. I was really hungry. I was hangry, actually. And I told my husband here, DJ Automatic, I need pizza right now. And first of all, I can't fit into this dress. I'm trying to look real fresh for the fight because I didn't know you have to dress up. People showing up in minks.
It's
150
show.
Degrees. Yeah, I'm like, come on
now. A lot of guys in suits.
And Otto tried to put me in this dress and I couldn't fit into it. He was laughing at my back fat. Whatever.
I didn't laugh at you. I just said you had back cleavage.
Okay, so is that not, that's a bad thing,
that's
right?
That's one of the best husband terms I've heard in a
back
while.
Cleavage back cleavage is not, no, there you don't is, say dude. That to your wife and then try to have dude. Sexy time later. Anyway.
You grab up on it. Like, hey,
so I said, let's go get pizza. It's disgusting. And he says, oh, you want pizza with your back cleavage?
Do you know how many shots you take at me a day?
About your fat?
I literally just picked something up and you said, you're going to eat that?
Are you trying to fit into the dress or not, fool? What are you doing?
You know what, Anthony? I don't need you too. So anyway,
I'm trying to be motivational over here.
We go to the restaurant. I put the bag down, sit down. Otto gets the pizza so fast. I'm so happy. We go upstairs. He asked me for something. And I realized I left my bag. Actually, that's not true.
That's not what happened. I was about to leave to go to Anthony's comedy show.
And I said, your breath stinks.
Your breath stinks. You need some gum. And then I was like, well, give me some. And then she's like, wait, where's my purse? Oh, my God. My purse.
So maybe I do call you out a little bit, okay? Maybe I deserved a back cleavage. So did I get the bag back? Yes, someone turned the bag in.
There
with
it is.
All
applause.
My cash.
Yeah, and humanity.
With
there
all my credit cards. And
no, you went a little too fast forward in the story.
I
okay?
don't. Why?
So she goes, go get my bag.
Because I wasn't dressed, Anthony. I didn't have any clothes on.
Anybody who's ever spent a night in Las Vegas knows at 7 o'clock when you're leaving a hotel room, you're going to stop at every single floor.
Oh,
and when you're trying to go down to go find
it
a bag.
It was scary. You were freaked out.
I was stopping
out.
At every single floor. It was like the longest elevator ride I've ever had.
And he calls and he says, Danny, your bag is here. You have to come down and get it. I got dressed. Check. Make sure your cash is there. Everything's there. Thank you, baby Jesus.
Round of applause.
Yes.
The good person that found the bag.
Yeah, it is. Look at all what your flaws did. You know what I'm saying? The back fat got us that conversation.
And the bad breath.
And then the bad
made
breath.
Made me realize that
guys,
I lost my bag.
Are your own type of married CSI.
This is married couple stuff. Anybody who lives with somebody is like, oh, yep, that's my relationship. Right there in a nutshell.
I ain't ready for all that. My love got conditions. I ain't ready for all that. But glad there's faith in humanity and you got your bag returned. So shout out to
all the cash. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and kick this one off with International Chocolate Day. Speaking of back fat.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Give me some of that.
Right, it was real hard for me not to buy a bunch of M&M's last night, but the back fat, I mean,
we walked by Ghirardelli's last night and I wanted to stop.
We're staying at the New York, New York, and they have the chocolate world. Like, what
I
are
will
you doing?
Be getting one of these Hershey's s'mores pretty soon here, though.
Gosh. Celebrate, Anthony. Yeah, celebrate.
Once again, back cleavage on point here.
Got stomach cleavage and back cleavage. I got it all. And let's go to wrap it up on National Blame Somebody Else Day.
Hold on. Are you just going to skip over that it's Friday the 13th?
Well, I was trying not to point it out, dude, because I know you're superstitious.
Otto, you know we're superstitious. Why do you got to bring that up?
Because it's Friday.
God,
we got to acknowledge it.
Now I need to do a curandera. Right, well, I need a huevito. Somebody bring me an egg or something right now. I don't like Friday the 13th.
No. Allegedly, it goes back to the Last Supper in the Bible, and I'm having 13 people at dinner.
Oh, that's what it is?
This is getting deep. I knew I should have said that.
We should have gone back to the back cleavage and me blaming Automatic for the reason I haven't registered my car since 2019.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to break down one of the biggest down on the DMs we've done in the past couple of weeks. Let me remind you who we're talking about. Cassie is very upset because her man, the father of her child, Julian, he is messaging other women on Instagram, specifically one woman.
He's on Instagram talking to some named Trisha.
What do you know about it?
I don't know if they've really gone for it, but that's why I had to call y'all so we can find out.
Now, Julian and her, they have a child together. And let's play part of that down in the DM before we find out if it went down.
How long have you and Julian been together?
Coming up on a year. Look, are we done with the questions? Because we got to get this call going or he is not going to be able to answer the phone.
You've only been with the man for a year and you guys already have a kid?
Yes, and a year is a long time, bro.
Sassy Cassie, phone lines are blowing up on this one. Before we reveal what happened, go ahead.
You got a nickname now?
Go ahead with your thoughts, Mama.
I'm calling because I had a problem with that down in the DM today. And I need to let these callers know, if they seek out my team for help, that they need to be respectful, keep their mouth closed, and let you guys run the show so that they can get the outcome. All of that sassy, get to it, it sounds like, first and foremost, you a little insecure.
Turns out that caller is correct. Cassie was already told by Julian that things weren't going to work out. So here's how that down in a DM played out.
Who's this Trisha? Around with her?
Yeah, I am. So?
So? What the hell? What about us? Our family?
What? There's no us. You're nuts.
And what about JJ? You're just going to walk away from your son?
Yeah, I'm not walking away from anyone but you. Stay the away from me.
Ah, you can tell he doesn't want to be with her, dude.
And she's just not listening.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you've been on hold for a minute. Caller 4, what do you think?
Oh, Dana, this is Jackie. I got to agree with the guys on this one. It sounds like he's already told her, like, I'm good, and she's just won't let it go.
Mm. Okay, so you think she's just hanging on, and she's one of those girls that just wants to keep going with the relationship when the other person is done.
Yep, and I've learned from, you know, my past relationship. I'm 34 years old with 2 kids. Girls, stop being desperate. They don't want you. Walk away.
Ooh. Okay, there you go. That's right. Because you're better off alone anyway than being with somebody who doesn't appreciate you.
Yep, just like Lizzo. I put the sing in single.
Oh, man.
We're doing the damn thing. Like, there's somebody out there for everybody. If it ain't him, walk away.
I agree with her 100%. But I have stayed in relationships where somebody was not being faithful, even though people around me were telling me, everybody's been a dummy. But you should learn that lesson. Don't be a dummy forever. If he's telling you, I don't want to be with you, it's time to move on.
9 times out of 10, when somebody's telling you that you're being cheated on, they're probably
telling you the truth.
Yeah, they're probably, it can, I mean, it line does happen, but also, I mean, it's not that often.
It's also hard when someone tells you they don't want you and you love them and you keep trying to hang on. It's, you know, it's like, let's make this work.
I am.
Whether you like it or not.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're in Vegas and I got this real slinky dress I'm trying to wear tomorrow. I'm trying to cut 2 pounds though. I'm asking Canelo, can I do it? And he answers. Hey, let's get started with today's Daily Dumber. First, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Tyler Perry celebrating his birthday, Playboi Carti, and Lily Reinhart celebrating her birthday.
Congratulations, first and foremost, to Cardi B. She just gave birth to her.
Shout out to Offset, too.
I know.
That baby couldn't get there without him.
The thing is I hope they get back together. You know, I saw them recently at their child's birthday party, and they looked very happy. She said the divorce is still on, but you never know, and we always hope for a couple.
You never know until that record comes out.
They are the on and off again friends. We all have them.
Yeah.
So although I do hope they get back together, I also don't care anymore.
They're the friends you don't want to hang out with.
Yeah, you're like, they're fighting again.
Hey, do you want to go out with us next weekend? No, we don't.
Worst couple to double date with.
All right, so in Vegas right now, Canelo versus Berlanga tomorrow night, pay-per-view. Shout out to New York for putting us up. Now, here's the deal. I brought this dress that gives me back cleavage. Now, I didn't know that. Automatic told me. My husband
explain back cleavage real fast.
I've got fat back. I can't zip the dress
big
up.
Back, no, back, I don't. I wouldn't call it that. I'd say the dresses might be a size too small.
Wow.
That's the same thing, just a different way of insulting her. Nice, dude.
I meant that was the dress's fault, not yours.
Is it the dress's fault?
It's the dress's fault. I always blame my clothes.
We sat down with the best boxer on the planet, Canelo Alvarez, and I asked him, can I cut the weight? Here's his answer.
The way we do is complicated.
How do you do it? How do you do it?
I don't have a lot of time.
Cut the water.
Oh, my
your,
God.
Your sauna suits.
So am I going to have to turn the water real hot, stick her in the bathroom, and let her sweat it out?
Yeah, would be.
Get her a couple trash bags on her.
He says, like, 2 pounds. Can I cut 2 pounds by fight night to wear the dress?
Easy.
Yes, I can. I have to starve myself, drink no water, and I'm not wearing the dress. There's no way.
I love the fact that Dana's going to have her own official weigh-in, right?
That is Instagram worthy.
Okay, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram right now, and we'll decide tomorrow if I fit into the dress correctly enough to wear it. Here's hoping.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have a dilemma happening right now. We need the people listening and producer Chewy to help with us. Dana Cortez here along with my husband, DJ Automatic Anthony. Producer Chewy, how you feeling here in Vegas? You feeling good?
I feel better now after we got done with our Canelo interview.
Oh my gosh, I know. That was so...
Hello.
That was a lot. It was a lot of pressure. Everybody had to go to the bathroom. We couldn't get up. But here's the question. Upon arrival, you got to witness what Anthony A. and I have been suffering through for literally years. The fast pace of DJ Automatic. The fastest walker on the planet. We need to put him in a race.
The question, Chewy.
It's like, what the hell?
Do I walk slow, Anthony?
Thank
A. Do
you,
I walk too slow? Or does DJ Automatic
walk too fast?
Otto, you walk way too fast.
Thank you, Chewy. Where
well,
are
I'm
you going?
On a mission. I'm going to get somewhere. I'm going to get there.
Mission for what? Dude, where was, are you going,
I
sir?
I was cramping trying to keep up with you, man.
So we were walking on the strip last night. And
yeah.
And then both these guys, I turned around, look at him, and Anthony's sweating, and Chewy's like, oh. But you try to stay with me. And I did slow down for you guys.
Shout out to the fast walkers out there. But where are you guys going?
Yeah.
I was like,
I want to get there.
When we first got here.
Where?
Wherever I need to be.
When we first got here, dude, you were walking so fast. I thought like we annoyed you. I was like, am I bothering him?
Yeah, he
is he walking away from me? What's going on here?
I'm being married to him. Yeah. I'm his wife. Sometimes I try to hold his hand. He'll let my hand go. Like, you need to hurry up.
I'm a speedwalker. I've been one my entire life, dude.
You don't have many, you know, flaws or anything about you, brother. But this one right here,
it really is annoying.
There's something going on that's like on a deeper level. You're walking.
It is. When I'm excited, when I'm trying to get somewhere, like my good friend Emmett, we were in San Francisco one time. We were working, and he literally just stopped, and he was like, "Bro, slow down. Or we can't be friends anymore."
Wait, but hold on. Here's the kicker. He walks fast everywhere, but work. What are you doing?
Funny you say kicker.
Right?